But first, we're going to talk about the Rangers and Astros. They've played seven times this year, and Houston has won six of those. The Astros are running away with the West. They're 15 games up on the Rangers. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the executive advisor for the Houston Astros, formerly worked in the Rangers front office. And, of course, he pitched for both. It's Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan. Good morning.
Yeah, hold on just a second. I got to flip this food over here before it burns. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
All right, man.
What you cooking?
I'm just frying up a mess of aardvark right now for my breakfast.
Aardvark?
Yeah, they taste great with some scrambled dinosaur eggs and a little picante.
Still living off the land, are you?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I've killed everything I've eaten since I was about 11 years old. And the stuff that I didn't kill was still struggling as it made its way down my gullet.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, I like to live off the land just like God intended.
Mm-hmm.
And that. And did you guys know that I've never gone number two without being able to see the entire sky? Never had a roof over my head when I'm doing my fertilizing.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if we need to know that, but thanks, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, the only reason that I even wear clothes is because when I used to go naked, people would always call the cops and report a Burmese python on the loose.
Oh, gosh.
I always thought that was pretty funny. That's a joke.
Well, you got to be loving this baseball season. Your Astros are tearing it up.
Yeah, I tell you, how about them Rangers, huh?
Yeah, it's been a rough year.
I tell you, more than even the Astros doing really well, I get a bigger thrill out of the Rangers doing really poorly.
Well, oh, come on.
Well, it's all because of that punk-ass John Daniel.
Still don't get along, do you?
No, and how's your genius wonder boy doing now?
Well, yeah, his team's struggling for sure.
Yeah, he's running that whole organization into the ground. And, you know, the last time I checked, he didn't have near as many all-time strikeouts as I do, yet he thought he knew more about baseball than I did.
Yeah, well, you got him there.
Yeah.
I think he's probably got about zero strikeouts.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
You've got more strikeouts than everybody.
Now, is that right? I hadn't checked lately.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still good on that record.
And I guess old Dyson isn't the only vacuum that sucks, huh?
Yeah, he had a tough time too. Yeah.
And what's the Rangers' record? 26-31.
Yeah.
Astros are 41-16.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My country math tells me we're up by about 50 games on you guys.
Well, 15 anyway. Yeah, it's a big lead.
Well, it's, you know, this is that punk-ass John Daniels effect is what we always called it. You know, when I was there with the Rangers on we went to a couple World Series. Don't you remember that?
Yes, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah, we'll keep remembering that because that's about the only time we're going to go. Y'all guys are going to go to the World Series.
Okay.
Exist in your memory now, not in your future.
It's starting to seem like a distant memory now.
Well, get rid of the punk-ass John Daniels and maybe the Lord will smile on you again.
Okay. Well, we can't do that, but we'll see what the Rangers. I don't think he's going anywhere, though.
Well, man, I tell you what, I got a fever right now. I don't know if I'm making sense.
A fever from what?
Oh, I got a scratch, and I didn't clean it in the creek well enough, and got infected, but Snow Monkey took a swing at me and scratched my forehead.
Oh, no. Gosh.
You're still warring with the Snow Monkeys, are you?
Yeah, we've been battling them down here pretty hard. They've escalated their war against Ruth and me.
What did they do?
Well, they's mainly mad at Ruth because she used to feed them, And she thought they were cute and felt bad for them when she'd see them out there outside the kitchen window. And so she'd started setting out leftovers for them and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, you don't need to be feeding these snow monkeys, Ruth. And and then they got to where they felt entitled to our leftovers. And they got more demanding, and they started guilting her. And and there towards the end, she was cooking pancakes every morning for about 530 snow monkeys.
Man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and so I convinced her she had to stop that, and that really pissed them off. And so they were mad at Ruth, and they'd jump on her every time she walked out to her car.
It's awful.
Mess up her hair, and they, as a matter of fact, they stole her Cadillac about four times. She never pressed charges or whatever, but and so one of them took after her about a week ago Monday. Well, today's Monday, so it was one week ago.
Yeah.
And I went out there and did hand-to-hand or hand-to-paw combat with that alpha male. And he scratched me up here on my forehead, and he had some of that old snow monkey feces on his hand and got infected and everything.
Did you put him in a headlock like Robin Ventura?
Hell yeah, I did. By the time I was finished, I mean, I had snow monkey lasagna for a head up under my forehead.
Oh, gosh. Gross.
I mean, I won that battle straight through and through.
Well, I hope you get rid of that fever.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, and I will say this, even though I made a mess of that alpha male snow monkey's face, I still think he would be a better general manager than that punk-ass John Daniel.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Good morning to you.
Morning. We'll see you. There's the fake Nolan Ryan.